It's like seeing Bigfoot.
You've seen him yourself.
Swear to God.
Here's another Hank Hill Jack of the day on 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, Mindy, who's getting Hill Jack this morning?
So when I heard this story, I'm like, you know, I was thinking, yeah, there wouldn't be ketchup at Subway. They don't have fries or anything like that. So a man named Luis Martinez ordered a Philly cheesesteak and wanted ketchup on it. Lawrence Ordone.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting, right? Way to ruin it. Lawrence Ordone was the sandwich artist on duty, and he had to tell Luis that they didn't carry ketchup. Luis got mad and said, well, never mind. I don't want my sandwich anymore. The next guy in line stepped in and said, well, I'll take it without ketchup. You'd think that'd be the end of the story. Nope. The employee and the ketchup guy got into a verbal exchange to the point that chairs started getting knocked over. Things escalated. There were even death threats thrown into the mix. Probably would have escalated to a full-blown brawl had the police not been called. There's actually a video out there. Both have been, seem to take the incident very differently, obviously. But because of the hostile actions, Lawrence was fired.
Wow.
So, yeah, getting fired over ketchup.
Listen, when I get hungry, I do get a little bit angry. Hangry, they call it hangry.
Hangry, yes.
But I'm not going to threaten anybody over ketchup.
Just run through a drive-thru and get some little packets or something.
Why do you want ketchup with a Philly cheesesteak?
That's gross.
All right, there you go. There is today's Hank Hill Jack, the ketchup man.
All right. He was from Florida, too. Imagine that.
I got you.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.